Well, Nancy, when life hands me lemons, you know what I do?
No, tell me, Stein.
I take those lemons and I bounce them off of Life's skull. How you feel about that now? You're so smart, Mr. Life.
Stein, so many people ask me if you are in real life the way you are on the radio, and the answer, yes, he is. And speaking of lemons, I was driving down the street and there were a couple of adorable kids sitting outside their house selling lemonade. And I was forced to make a U-turn, pull over and buy something from them.
So you put all the other drivers and yourself at risk by making this abrupt high-speed maneuver just so you could slip a nickel to some kid with a lemonade stand?
And you know why I do that, Stein? Because I feel guilty.
What have you got to feel guilty about?
It's the guilt of having a child of your own who used to do that. One time he went in the backyard, pulled a bunch of vegetables, fruits, and flowers, and sat in front of our house with a sign saying he was selling produce. One of my neighbors came by and bought everything.
So as the sharecropper tenant on your land, he gave you half, right?
He did not give me anything, Stein. I thought of it as a way of ensuring that when I'm in my dotage, he'll take care of me.
Yeah, good luck with that.
So I really do love stopping at lemonade stands, and this is the time of year when you see a lot of them. The thing is, the lemonade's the worst part of it. Often it's diluted, it's made with powdered lemonade. I buy it, and then I spill it out. I feel happy just to make those kids' days.
I don't know. I just never feel obligated to stop and buy anything from those kids.
That's because you've never had a kid, and chances are pretty good you never were a kid.
Well, I don't know what it is, Nancy. For one thing, at the stands the kids set up in our neighborhood, they're not selling lemonade. You know, they're selling pirated DVDs and replica Rolexes.
I know you don't have a kid, you don't feel that guilt, you don't want those counterfeit watches, but when you were a kid, didn't you ever have a lemonade stand or something like it?
Well, you know, actually I did. I remember when I was about maybe 9 or 10, they were dynamiting, I think it had been an old concrete railroad trestle. And I was fascinated to watch this. Pretty cool the way they did it. They had this giant woven steel mat that they put down over it. And then all these guys were, you know, shoveling away the debris. So I was out there with my lemonade stand. It was Kool-Aid. And a guy came across the street to get some, big giant construction worker. And he took one sip of it and spit it out. He said, "This is sugar water." I said, "Oh, man, you have your nickel back, mister." So, I don't know, maybe it worked.
It scarred you for life. Is this what you're trying to tell me?
Yeah, I guess that must have been it.
So, as far as the guilt situation is concerned, I have to tell you that I saw the funniest sign the other day. I was going up to my local Trader Joe's, and there was a sandwich board right in front of the store. Here's what it said. "Your right to distraction-free shopping. Out of respect for our customers, Trader Joe's does not permit solicitation at or near the front of our store, regardless of the issue. Kicker here. Please feel free to ignore anyone with a clipboard or cheap folding table without any guilt."
Well, it's nice to get that dispensation from Trader Joe's, and I really appreciate the euphemism of the word distraction.
Speaking of guilt, again, I need to come clean. Now that you brought up Kool-Aid, I just remembered that as a child, my neighbors and I once stole 2 packs of Kool-Aid from a little store in the neighborhood, and I'm still guilt-ridden.
Well, Nancy, I hope that you will send a check for the full 10 cents, along with a nice letter to the Kool-Aid Corporation. With 88.5 Food Talker, Nancy.
I'm sorry, so sorry.
Leeson.
He's Dick.
So full of artless jealousy is guilt, it spills itself in fearing to be spilt.
Stein.